Locker Room Chats continuing here tonight. KNZA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tabman with you as we get you set for week two of high school football on Friday night. It's now time to talk Jackson Heights, and we're joined by the head football coach. That is Caleb Wick. It is presented by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, first win last week in week number one. It was very impressive. You guys were able to get it done over Horton. Able to pull away in the second half, 42-6, but just an overall takeaway or two from that win.
Overall takeaway was I think we got better. You know, as a team, we definitely did not play our best in the first half, and, you know, credit Horton on that. You know, looking at the stats overall in the game, they had 66 plays to our 36 plays. So, you know, 30 plays, that's quite a bit in a high school football game. So, you know, credit to Coach Gwenup. They did run the wishbone predominantly, and, you know, going back to the old Smith Center days, it was just 2-3 yards in a cloud of dust and, you know, getting those first downs and grinding clock. And they did a great job of that in the first half. But it was a very competitive game there in the first half. You know, credit to them. And, you know, whenever you run 36 plays and you have over 330 yards rushing, that's a compliment to the offensive line and a compliment to both of our running backs, Drake and Kate Holiday. And Drake also throwing for over 100 yards. So that was definitely positives for us, but, you know, the turnovers weren't very good in the first half for us. We had some miscues on both sides of the ball, especially on the defensive side. So, you know, we had a lot of things to clean up, but overall was very, very pleased with week one.
Well, you mentioned Drake and Cade both contributing, finding the end zone multiple times. Went right into my next point there, just the progression and what you saw from those two in that win.
You know, going from last year to this year, you know, last year we played like musical chairs with Drake and Cade, and, you know, that was my fault, and, you know, we probably didn't get their best football, or you didn't see their best football last year because of that, because they had to, you know, learn the, especially Drake, he had to learn the quarterback spot, the running back spot, and the wide receiver spot. So this year, you know, he is just going to be a quarterback. Cade's just going to be the running back, and, you know, you could see the maturity of him, especially Drake in the pocket. He was more poised this year, and Cade reading the offensive line and running hard between the tackles was very, very encouraging for us as well, and he showed some speed there in the second half. So I was very, very pleased with the way they performed as well.
Who was another player, too, whether it was offense or defense, that stood out to you, maybe even surprised you a little bit with maybe how they played?
You know, probably Weston, coming from Wetmore and six man last year. And, you know, I asked him the question, I'm like, what did you play last year? And he said he played tackle last year at six man. So I got a crash course in six man football that, you know, they can go out for passes and stuff. But he was on the line last year for Wetmore, and then he comes over to us and he's playing the slot back for us and also the safety. And, you know, he came downhill hard a couple times and almost made a terrific catch there in the first half on a deep ball from Drake. So he definitely was outstanding. And also Braden McQueen, you know, his first game, he didn't even play football last year at Wetmore, and coming in and had two first tackles on kickoff coverage and played a great corner spot for us. So, you know, I was very, very encouraged with both of those two, and it was definitely eye-opening, and that's always a good thing to see.
Jackson Heights off to a 1-0 start. They're at home for week two against Moore Hill Mounts Academy. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Jackson Heights football coach. That is Caleb Wick. Here is our locker room chats continue. It is presented by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, again, we talked about the win last week. We get now set for week number two. You're at home against Moore Hill Mounts Academy. You know, they had a tough go in their opener last week, but what can you tell us about this Ravens team and what's kind of the expectation and what you're going to see from them?
You know, I think they're a little bit different from last year. They lost, you know, their starting quarterback from last year and a very, very good offensive lineman last year. But, you know, they bring back some speed. And just from hearing his coach's show last week, I know they bring back a transfer from St. James, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, watching him on film, he's a specimen. He has some speed. He's built very, very well. And they like to give him the ball. They also like to use their fullback quite a bit. They have a lot of speed. Their offensive linemen are quick and they're fast. They're not the biggest. They're, I would really be similar to us size-wise, but they get off the ball quick and fast, and they run a bunch of different things on defense. So it's definitely going to be a different game plan for us, but I think our kids will be ready to go.
Scheme-wise, what's kind of the big difference? What do they do, whether it's offense or defense, maybe compared to what you saw Horton do?
Well, everything is different when you're going up against Horton, because they're, you know, double-tight wishbone and everything's in a crackerjack box, and, you know, your defensive front and linebackers really have to be poised and really have to do their jobs, and This week it's a little bit of the same. They go a little bit of I formation, but when they go spread game, we're definitely going to have to, you know, widen out. Our backers are going to have to be in coverage. Our safeties are going to have to be in coverage, and our corners are going to have to be in coverage. So that's definitely different from last week when our corners were just reading tight ends or keying tight ends and keying wings. So it's going to be a little bit different prep this week. You know, a lot more 7-on-7, a lot more gap responsibilities. But hopefully if we can shore up that stuff here Wednesday and Thursday, we'll be all right on Friday.
And I'm guessing, you know, even before we even got to like that first full week of practice in the regular season, when you're still doing summer workouts and the 7-on-7s, you've been around the block for a while now. You know what these teams kind of do for the most part. So it's like you prep in every way you possibly can. So it's not just necessarily a week-to-week thing. You go from Horton last week, who does something completely different than Moore Hill. But when you get to this week, your team seems to at least have an idea of what you're trying to accomplish.
Correct. You know, we can go up against any type of formation, you know, known to man, but our kids have been coached well enough, you know, like you said, during the 7-on-7s, during the summer, you know, we went up and played against Hiawatha and Fall City and Sabetha, so they give us a bunch of different looks. And, you know, the Jamboree, we saw Jeff West and Valley, and Royal Valley and Valley Falls, and they gave us a bunch of different looks too. So, you know, going into the season, your prep is a little bit different, but the scheme is all the same. You know, you might move a backer out or in, or you might, you know, play a 4-front, 5-front, 3-front. So, but all that's in. You know, the kids have been engaged in practice, but like you said, nothing really changes schematically. It's just what we have to defend.
Final coach, few keys and expectations for your week 2 matchup on Friday at home against Moore Hill.
You know, we're just going to get better every game, you know, 1% better each and every day. A bunch of coaches have said that, and a bunch of coaches have been successful when saying that and implementing it. And, you know, back home, it was always preached 1% better each and every day. And, you know, if you get 1% better by the end of the year, you're playing your best football. So, and I was always told that you make your greatest improvements from game 1 to game 2. So hopefully we can see that on Friday and we can come out with a victory.
Jackson Heights football coach Caleb Wood joining us as he does each and every week. Brought to you by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Community Healthcare System. His team off to a 1-0 start after the win over Horton last week. They're at home here in week 2 on Friday night, taking on Moore Hill Mount Academy. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday.
Thank you very much.